chickadeelift.com.
So we're with Jeff Krill again over on the Chickadee Lift. Yesterday we were with people on a mono ski, sit ski.
Oh, yeah.
And today you've got people skis on one leg and they're using outriggers. Yesterday what I found really fascinating is that you were saying that the steering, especially at the beginning, really comes from the outrigger with the sit ski. Not the same thing happening here with people that are on one leg.
Well, because they have a, you know, usually in most cases, a perfectly good leg, you know, like any skier, we want them to use that to the most of their capability. They have the ability to steer, to create rotary from that one leg. The outriggers are really a complement to that. You know, they're there for to help provide balance and to provide a little bit of a rotary or steering movement when needed. But it's a complement more than it is the primary mode of rotary.
They are not using that then to make the steering motion.
No, I'm trying to show them that they can use the leg. You know, any piece of equipment, we want to let them use their body first, and the equipment is another part to it first. So if they're using their leg, they have more things at their disposal. They can steer more quickly, they can come across the fall line. You want them to use they have that part of their body, so let's use it.
Stupid question for you. I mean, people get tired on two legs when they're standing in a poor position, or they get scared, or all sorts of things. I would think that your chance of exhausting one leg would be even greater. Is there any relief given by having the outriggers?
Sure. I mean, you can lean against them at times. You can, sometimes, especially when people are learning for the first time, they've not built up those muscle groups yet. They're not in that kind of shape. And also, like a lot of skiers when they're learning, how many people retreat to the back seat? What happens to you when you do that? You burn your thigh out. So those kind of things happen to all beginner skiers. It's part of the process and trying to get them forward and more balanced and centered over the ski. So we're constantly battling that and that fatigue until they build up the strength in that leg to be able to do what they need to do out here. That's why we're trying to teach them efficient movements. That brings it back to why I'm trying to have them use and steer the leg. Because if they're just standing rigidly on it and not flexing and extending and steering, they're creating fatigue. Think about when you brace your legs or you brace against it, how much fatigue does that cause in your legs? It's exhausting, right? But if you're constantly moving through the turn, flexing, extending, not camping out on your ski, it's less effort, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's what we're trying to teach and why we want them to use the leg, not just the outriggers.
You've got a good group out here today. You happy with the turnout?
I am. You know, I'm pretty excited to see that, you know, what's always been considered the Alpine National Academy is that Adaptive and Snowboard and everybody's here together playing with all this equipment together, and that we have such a crossover of people coming who've been fascinated by Adaptive for a lot of years, and they're realizing that it's not really different than what they teach every day. Same movements and fundamentals apply. That's the cool part about it.
And
I'm psyched.
I know you had an instructor who was an Adaptive instructor. Are you getting a turnout with people who don't teach it?
Yeah, I definitely am. I'm getting a lot of people who they've had an interest in it, or they've had a friend that taught Adaptive and they want to just learn more. They've always had an interest. They found it fascinating. And, you know, they're seeing that we're talking about these Alpine fundamentals across adaptive disciplines, and they're curious. A lot of these engineering minds and people that like to geek out on equipment, but they're finding it's not the equipment that makes you ski. It's the pilot behind it.
That's great, Jeff. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.